A good Ner Shabbos. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem feedback and insights share number 145. One constant pertaining to someone who has healthy self-esteem in the right way is they constantly try to improve themselves with a positive outlook. People who consistently improve every day, try to improve every day, don't worry about their level of self-confidence. Why? Because they are focusing on bettering whatever skills that they can learn that's important to them, or talents or traits, or their way of being overall that's important to them. The focus of that creates a certain expertise. When a person focuses on their lack of confidence, they're focusing on the wrong thing. People who focus on how awful it is that they have so many problems become experts at finding problems. Wiser people may start off that way. They see the problems, they're not blind to it, but they focus on what they need to do to find solutions. And focusing on solutions make a person an expert in finding solutions. By the way, this is the Yetzer Hara of Yiyush, of giving up despair. Despair is basically, even if you're thinking straight as far as, oh, I have so many averis that I have to do tshuva on, or I have so many problems they have to overcome, and let's even say that it's accurate, that you're more or less accurate about your own self-assessment, the difference is that the Yetzer Hara blocks it, makes it so humiliating for you and debilitating for you that he just wants you to just figure out, let's find another problem, another problem, another problem, when in reality, the meriris of it, the healthy type of harata, the healthy type of not being complacent, says, okay, now what's the solution? Hashem is a toiv umetiv. Hashem is a racham v'chanan. Hashem is mekabel shavim. So let's work on solutions. People who focus just on their lack of self-esteem, they'll find reasons to lack self-esteem. But people who focus on the greatness of being created b'tzelem elokim, the image of Hashem, and in Shama of Yisrael, they will always realize that they have innate value and worth. This is really the key. The key really is to, even after a downfall of some sort, you remember you have innate value and worth that wasn't touched, and I will work on that, and I'll build with that. So when they know that they have infinite value and worth from the moment they were born, they don't need to earn the right to consider themselves valuable human beings. They were valuable human beings since day one. And that valuable feeling needs to be with them all the time. All the time. Now you're going to say, well, some arrogant people may feel themselves so valuable that they could rob or steal or commit adultery or hurt people. People could be warped and think along those lines, but that's not what we're talking about here. Most people are not like that. And you could basically focus on your value in order to pick yourself up and focus on solutions. There are human failings to everything. People have yetzaharas. The innate value and worth makes you have the ability to build yourself up after you make those mistakes. People make mistakes. It happens. It's part of life. And you could focus on it to correct it. But to focus on it just to talk about it all the time makes it worse. Then you think about it over and over again. Instead of figuring out to avoid making the same mistake, it becomes their subjective reality. That is why it's such a bracha that we say Slach Lanu three times a day. And women, when they try to say Shemoneh Esrei or ask Mechila, twice a day, if you catch that you did something wrong. Why? Because it basically clears the slate. You clear the air. You did your tshuva and you move on. You don't rehash and reharp. You figure out the pattern that you need to improve upon and you improve upon that pattern. The good news is that in every given moment, we all have the ability to recognize our infinite value and worth. We can commit to focus on the potential of every human being, to transform their identity, to transform their self-image. Anyone blessed with a mind can choose to think and decide to think and decide to act in a way that you will become a better human being, that your potential the inherent value will shine forth. Doesn't have to take a long time. It's within us to change the focus. Doesn't make a difference what matzav you're in now. You could be in a very low matzav in your opinion, or how do I climb this big mountain? How do I overcome it? The decision does not need to take long, and we could change our focus right now, right now. And your focus is constant, and do it with a simcha. Do it with a hakaras hatoiv. Do it with the active mind. Do it with the knowledge that you, with real improvement, feeling you will improve. And be patient about it. Be persistent about it. When you focus on improving, you will see progress. Don't unreasonably judge yourself about the speed of your progress. But you constantly try your best to move forward. This progress itself builds self-confidence. And if you have 10 million things that you need to fix, zoom in on one thing, work through it in baby steps, and that progress builds confidence. And that is idea. You have the ability to mentally review helpful ideas that will help you. Everything in these shiurim and in other shiurim that will help you as such. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin brings then an anecdote as follows. An average student eventually accomplished much more than some other of his smarter classmates. As an adult, he told a group of people, based on how I did in school, no one would have predicted that I would accomplish as much as I did. But one thing my father told me when I graduated high school, stayed with me as a guiding light in my life. He said, slow and steady wins the race. This is an old idea, repeated by many, but I took it seriously. I resolved on improving each and every day. I would be persistent. I would never quit. And I wasn't competing with anyone else. I just wanted to be the best I can be. I had a self-positive image of myself as a person who knew he would be improving each and every day. Even when my progress was very slow, I focused on the progress I was making. I felt tremendous self-confidence because I was certain that I would be successful in all the important areas in my life. The principle has worked for me, and I know that it will work for anyone who is determined to make daily progress. So the insight of this is to constantly try to improve, but with a simcha and with a determination and with recognizing your true value as a Tzelem Elikim, and Hashem wants that in you. He invests in you. He does not want, He does not want suffering. He does not want you to be destroyed. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. So that's something to remember. Part of this is to lead an authentic life. Live the authentic life the way Hashem designed your neshama, and try to find what you can, what your tafkid is. And if you don't know what your tafkid is, you try to see what you're good at and what your tchunas hanefesh is and what Hashem circumstances placed your way to figure out what Hashem wants from you. And ask Hashem for that clarity. Ask Hashem for that clarity. Are you living the life the way you think others expect you or want you to be? That you don't do. You trust your journey without fear of what other people think. Do you need hadracha from true mentors and Erlich Yidden or a Gadol B'Yisrael sometimes? Of course you do. Everyone does. But once you have the general path, you follow that path. Part of it is with improvement, it has to be done with simcha. How do you do it with simcha? That sometimes it's a little tricky. It's not always easy to do that. Why is it not easy to do that? Because you're looking at a problem in yourself. So as you're trying to fix that problem, you sometimes get upset at yourself, at the drawbacks of dealing with this problem, the challenge of why is it so hard for me to improve? Why is it difficult? And it makes you feel down about it. But no, the difficult work that should not make you feel down. Part of it is hakaras hatayiv. You have to appreciate the positive as you're working on the negative, both in yourself and in others. So this is part of improving yourself, but also a separate topic in and of itself, to appreciate others and yourself. Why? Because for every interaction with another person today, you try your best of a way to show a love and appreciation. Some ideas may be like paying a compliment to somebody, doing something for someone without expecting anything in return, surprising someone with a thoughtful card, with a thoughtful text, with a voicemail that lets them know how much they mean to you. Don't forget including yourself in these acts of gratitude and loving kindness too. Pat yourself on the back. Yes, you can when you improved and you accomplished something. That is very, very important. To give yourself chizik as you're improving. Give yourself chizik as you're working through things. Another thing is be flexible with yourself. This doesn't work, try the other thing. It's a resiliency. It's a resiliency of saying, plan A doesn't work, I'll work with plan B. Didn't work today, I could try again tomorrow. Didn't work this way, I'll try again another way. And the key really is as you're improving, the Salach Lanu, you mean it sincerely, you ask Hashem to forgive you. With the mistakes you made as you go along, it removes a load. A lot of us are carrying too much emotional baggage from yesterday and from years ago. Lighten the load. One way to do it is to stay focused on the present, practice mindfulness. The other one is to believe and to know Hashem forgives you as you're working. You're trying, Hashem forgives you. That's why don't wait till Erev Yom Kippur till you have a big sack of a load to give it over. You do it by Slach Lanu between the Shemayna Esreis. The ones who don't daven Shemayna Esrei on the women's side or they don't have time, whatever the reasons are, you ask, if you know, once, check in once a day and, you know, if you feel you're sorry about something, you talk to Hashem about it and it clears it. Kriya Shema Lamita is a great time for that. You remove it out. You take it out. And that's very, very important. The idea of self-improvement, by the way, applies to spiritual things and flaws, but also to physical things like Shmartam Esnafshei Seichem, watching your health. Physical activity, for example, does increase self-esteem. To walk and to exercise, talking to myself too, to eat healthy, and surround yourself with support. The Shiurim are support. You can have chaburis with each other, men with men, women with women, supporting each other in their quest for improvement. All these chaburis of Shmiras HaLashon and other types of things that people do is really, really beautiful ways of how people connect and connect with themselves, connect with each other, and try to improve collectively with one another, non-judgmentally, with a special ahava, with a special reyus, with a special beauty. Bracha v'atzlacha.